Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
I'm supposed to be really angry and upset and raging and all that, but because of the love of God in me, I can't be like that.
Bible, you don't feel that in your heart?
No, I don't. I feel forgiveness in my heart, even for the guy that shot and killed my son.
You feel forgiveness?
Yes, for him.
That's Judy Scott, mother of Walter Scott, a man shot to death after fleeing a South Carolina police officer, speaking with Anderson Cooper of CNN. Now, this is a difficult storyline for the media to digest because what they're accustomed to is getting on the bereaved family members and hearing a lot of anger, hearing a lot of angst, all of those kinds of things. What they don't know what to do with and they can't compute is, I feel forgiveness in my heart. All this God talk seems to kind of throw off the media, generally speaking, especially at a time of tragedy like this. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon, April the 17th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Bobby Ross Jr. of GetReligion.org will be with us for the first few minutes of the program. We'll talk about that story and the comeback of Baltimore Orioles first baseman and power hitter Chris Davis. He's an outspoken Christian. And the story that the Baltimore Sun recently ran on him kind of ignored that aspect of his life. Pastor James DeLoach will be with us in about 15 minutes. We're going to have a conversation with him on Christ's work in your vocation. A little bit later, Chris Roseborough of Fighting for the Faith will join us for a regular Friday feature. This Week in Pop American Christianity, we'll talk about Rick Warren's latest 40-day campaign, coming to a congregation near you. Perhaps your pastor's already signed up for it and is getting ready to reveal it to you soon. It's called Daring Faith. We'll see what it's all about from Rick Warren himself. Chris Roseborough will give us his reaction then. It's Friday, so we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got four soundbites to play for you. All you have to do is listen to the four soundbites. Then you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send your vote to us via Twitter @IssuesETC, or vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. When we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, we will give away to the best voter the LPR bundle package, as we usually do. And I have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. That's the last half hour of Issues Etc. Joining us to talk about the unexpected reaction of a family member of a black man shot to death while fleeing of a South Carolina police officer, Bobby Ross Jr. He's an Oklahoma City-based religion writer with 20 years of experience for secular and religious publications, from the Associated Press to the Christian Chronicle, and he's a contributor to GetReligion.org. Bobby, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd. It's good to be here.
So talk about how it is and how the media is reacting to the fact that the Scott family are not following what they expect, the kind of the typical media script for a bereaved shooting victim's family.
Well, it's one of those things where the media, I guess, you know, they're used to going and having a certain storyline develop. And I guess in Ferguson, maybe the storyline was they go to a family member or someone like that and say, you know, what's your reaction to this? And maybe get some outrage, and we need to go to the courts. We need, you know, somebody needs to pay for this crime. This is terrible. In this family, you know, in interviews, you know, major interviews with the parents of the man who was killed, they're Judy Scott, Walter Scott's mother, you know, says things to the media like, you know, I'm supposed to be angry and upset and raging and all that, but I can't because, and she says, because of the love of God in me, I can't be like that. And then she, with CNN, she said, the Bible let me, and then kind of, you know, Anderson Cooper cut her off a little bit and moved on to another question. And I've seen several interviews like that where it's like the script is, you know, you've got a family that instead of expressing outrage is expressing the fact that they believe in God and they have a faith and they they're going to depend on God to bring justice in this, as opposed to maybe the earthly kind of justice that you might be more apt to expect in a situation like this, or to expect the family members to be crying out for.
There's also it's a little bit of an oblique reference when Walter Scott's mother's asked to react to this, especially to the video of her son's shooting. She said this: "He was there. God planned that. He's the ram in the bush. I truly believe that." That's a biblical reference, but one that was not pursued, right?
No, not at all. It's kind of the reporter heard that and just kind of moved on to the next question. Terry Mattingly, who my editor at Get Religion, tells a story of Peter Jennings, the former ABC anchor, the late ABC anchor, was talking about, you know, reporters will go to the scene of a crime or a tragedy and they'll come upon a person of faith and say, well, how did you get through this terrible experience, or how are you enduring this? And, you know, the person will say, you know, I prayed. Without God's help, I couldn't have made it. And, you know, and what typically follows, Jennings would say, is an awkward silence. And then the reporters ask the next question, you know, even if they don't come right out and say it, it's something like, now that's very nice, but what really got you through this? And I think we're seeing some of that in the coverage of the Scott family. It's as if the reporters hear the talk about God and hear the family trying to, you know, say, I believe in Jesus. You know, Jesus is helping me through this. And they're like, okay, but about that video, what do you think about that video? It's like they can't grasp the fact that somebody could really have the kind of faith that would be playing a real role in their life in the wake of a tragedy like this and losing a close family member like that under these circumstances, with a video showing a police officer shooting their loved one in the back.
Why do you think it is that the media failed to simply follow up when someone being interviewed makes these statements, these profound statements of faith that are, you've got Jesus, you have forgiveness, you have all those things in there, and they just move on? Why?
You know, I don't know if it's just not being able to comprehend that kind of worldview, or if they're like, you know, that's religion, and we don't want to get into religion, and that's not real, let's talk about real stuff. I mean, it's, to me, if, you know, I would think you would say, so you really believe, you know, where is, you know, your son's been shot, where is God in this situation? You know, maybe if the person is bringing God into it, maybe ask some real questions about God. Well, what does your faith tell you about a situation like this? Why do you believe that God is going to find justice in this? To me, there are obvious questions that if someone brings their faith into it that you would ask, and it's almost as if either those questions don't come to the mind of these reporters, or they're just afraid to get into the religion element and want to quickly move it back to something that they feel like would be more apt to, I don't know, that would fit the story, the preconceived idea or storyline or mindset that they came with. I'm not coming up with a good answer, because to me it just doesn't make sense.
I wonder whether or not the reporter says, like, for instance, someone like Anderson Cooper says, well, you're supposed to say that because you're a religious person. And now that you've kind of, I'm going to let you kind of speak your mantra, your religious mantra here, and then we're going to get down to the facts.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you've done your due diligence, and you've mentioned God. Now let's talk about, now what do you really think, kind of thing.
Another story that you have written about has to do with what was kind of an unexpected stiff penalty for Oriole slugger Chris Davis. Tell us a little bit about this baseball player, what led to his suspension and his return, and how the media is looking at this.
Well, Chris Davis is a power hitter for the Baltimore Orioles and had a kind of a breakout season in 2013 where he hit 50-something home runs, and just kind of after he was a late bloomer, you know, I'm a Texas Rangers fan, and he never did quite get it all together there, but he got traded to the Baltimore Orioles and had this mammoth season. And part of all of that, you know, there was, his faith and the fact that he's an evangelical Christian who had, I guess at one point, kind of had a real turning point where he decided to, you know, he started reading his Bible every day and decided to turn some of the stress that he was dealing with over to God, was, you know, was a big part of his storyline. And, you know, pretty outspoken about his faith and not shy about that at all. Well, last September, the Orioles are having a great season, getting ready to head to the playoffs, and suddenly Chris Davis is suspended and has to miss the end of the season and the playoffs because he was taking, I'm trying to remember what it's called.
Adderall.
Adderall, yeah, yeah. For, you know, an attention deficit disorder kind of drug. I think that he had had hyperactivity disorder drug that he'd had, had baseball has a therapeutic use exemption that he'd had in the past, and somehow this past season he hadn't gotten that exemption, so this, it was illegal to, for him to be taking that drug. You know, and baseball has the mandatory drug testing because of all the steroids problems they've had in recent years. Well, Davis was taking this drug, which is not allowed without that exemption, and that was found in his system, and I guess he must have failed two tests, and so he was suspended, and the, you know, that was quite, you know, made a lot of news, and he's out of the Orioles lineup in the playoffs, and the Orioles didn't advance far. Well, his comeback was, I think, the third or fourth game of this season, so the Baltimore Sun did an in-depth interview with him, reporting on kind of his hope for redemption and winning back the support of the fans after what happened last year. And the religion ghost in all that is the fact that the Baltimore Sun does that story, interviews him, and faith does not factor into the story at all. They don't bother to say, you've said your faith has been a big part of you getting to the big leagues and becoming such a big star. Has your faith played a role in this kind of personal turmoil you've been through the last several months, having upset teammates and fans and a lot of people feeling like you've let them down? It's, where is your faith in all of that? And that's, you know, that's just big unanswered question that hasn't shown up at all in the coverage this time.
That just leads to kind of a general final question. Someone might say, well, look, yeah, but it's the sports page. And the sports page is for the stats and the facts and a little bit of color tossed in there, too. You can't expect the sports page to delve into a religious angle. What would your response be?
Well, my response would be this story was a pretty in-depth story, and it was pitched as we're going to go behind the scenes. We've had this big exclusive interview with Chris Davis, and we're going to give you the real story of Chris Davis. Well, you can't give me the real story of Chris Davis without getting into that faith angle. I mean, you even go to his personal Twitter page, you know, and it doesn't say baseball player. It says follower of Christ. So that's just, you've got to get into that angle to really, if you're really claiming to tell the real story.
Bobby Ross Jr. is an Oklahoma City-based religion writer with 20 years of experience for secular and religious publications, from the Associated Press to the Christian Chronicle, and he's a contributor to GetReligion.org. Bobby, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you, Todd.
When we come back, Pastor James DeLoach will join us. We're going to talk about Christ's work in your vocation. He's written an article for the latest Lutheran Witness magazine titled Christ Works Through You. Stay tuned.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Do you wish your Lutheran school offered Latin, Greek, or logic? What about German or calculus? Right now, local Lutheran schools in two different states are utilizing Wittenberg Academy to expand their course offerings. Whether it's Latin for third graders or logic for seniors in high school, Wittenberg Academy can help. For your homeschooler or for your brick-and-mortar Lutheran school, we have solutions. To find out more, visit wittenbergacademy.org.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues, Etc. 300. Resurrection Lutheran, Detroit, Michigan. Bethlehem Lutheran, Parma, Ohio. St. Paul's Lutheran, Lockport, Illinois. Faith Lutheran, Columbus, Indiana. Glory of Christ Lutheran, Plymouth, Minnesota. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Arnold, Missouri. Peace Lutheran, Sussex, Wisconsin. Our Redeemer Lutheran, Cedar Falls, Iowa. Zion Lutheran, Moberly, Missouri, and Elm Grove Lutheran, Elm Grove, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300.